For our scripture reading, we turn now to the first epistle of the Apostle Peter, and we'll read 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 12. You'll find it in your pew Bible on page 1293. Peter's writing to, he says, the elect exiles of the dispersion. Now, he's referring to Christians mainly arising out of the Jewish communities in the along the Mediterranean basis of modern-day Turkey and Greece as well. Interestingly, their names sometimes associated with the Apostle Paul, but the churches didn't belong to any one apostle, but to all the apostles. They belonged to Jesus. Now, there's three real sections here. The first is, I think, one of the most wonderful statements of the doctrine known as the perseverance of the saints, also called the assurance of our salvation. And Peter makes a remarkable statement. He begins, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus." He speaks of his great mercy, causing us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus. And then look at verse 4. "To an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you." And then in verse 5, "Who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." Someone comes to you and says, do you think you're going to heaven? A Bible-believing Christian should say, yes, I am going to heaven. And they may say, now, how can you believe that? How do you know you're going to persevere? I know you believe in Jesus today. You're saved by him. But what about tomorrow? How do you know right now, looking and trusting in Jesus, that you're really safe for all eternity? Peter says, because I am being guarded by God's power. What a great thing that is. My salvation is being kept in heaven for me by the power of God. Jesus said in John 10, no one can snatch you from my hand. My Father is greater than me. No one can snatch you out of his hand. Now, people will say, well, that leads to presumption. If you believe that, you'll just live any way you want. Well, let's read on. We are being guarded by God's power through faith. Believers in Jesus have an unshakable basis for assurance of our eternal security. If you believe in Jesus now, sincerely and truly, you are going to heaven. But if you are not believing in Jesus, you do not have such ground for that. And it is always through faith that we have the assurance of salvation. We are kept by God's power through faith. That's the biblical doctrine for a salvation that is ready to be revealed. Now, Peter's going to point out that the context for this is going to be trials. That faith is going to be tested in trials. He says, we rejoice in this, even though now for a little while you have been grieved by various trials. Now, we're studying Joseph in the book of Genesis, and Joseph is going to live this out. And Peter considers trials, he compares it to the refiner's fire. Something precious is purified and proved in genuineness by being refined. The refiner would take the gold ore and he would heat it super hot. That's what our trials do. They feel that way. Then he would throw them in the cold water and he would scrape the dross off. And you know, when he knew that the work was done is when he did it enough times and he scraped enough dross off that he would see his own reflection in the metal. What God wants in our lives. That's what our trials are about. Why is God allowing me to suffer? He wants to see his reflection in my life and in your life and in our character. And so our faith is tried by fire. What a blessing it is to know the purpose of it. And then he points out that the outcome is the salvation of our souls. He talks about how this is what the prophets were looking forward to. They didn't know the details, but they thought what's going on in your lives, in the church, in our age, was the exciting thing about history. He says even angels have longed to see the things you're experiencing. What a great encouragement for us to trust in the Lord and have the hope of salvation. Well, listen now to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at 1 Peter 1, verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elect exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ, and for sprinkling with his blood, may grace and peace be multiplied to you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold, that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you, in the things that have now been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.